It's Tuesday, time for financial advice from our money guru, Michelle Singletary. Today, the topic is overdraft fees. Two consumer groups, the Center for Responsible Lending and the Consumer Federation of America, issued reports on the steep charges that consumers are hit with for overdrawing their bank accounts. Banks have long charged for bouncing checks, but there's a new outrage. Banks are allowing customers to make purchases with their ATM debit card when the account holder has insufficient funds, and then the banks are charging a penalty fee for this. Michelle, welcome back to the show. I can't imagine that you have ever bounced a check, so I don't know how you're an authority on this, but tell us about these two studies on overdraft fees.
Overdraft protection or fees is a big profit maker for banks. Over $10 billion a year, both those consumer groups estimate. So there's lots of people out there who are overdrawing their accounts. Now, what's outraging these groups is that people, when you go to, say, the grocery store and you hand them your debit card and they say it's approved, but you really don't have the money in, they're saying, oh, wait a minute. This is an electronic transaction, so you should not be approving this. And you ought to give customers a chance to deny the transaction, to say, okay, you know what, don't put that through because I don't have enough money in the bank. But they, as a courtesy, the banks say, we're going to take care of this for you, but as a penalty, you're going to have to pay for it.
As a courtesy.
I know. Don't you love it when I say as a courtesy?
Thank you so much. What is the average overdraft fee? Do you know?
And the CF study was about $28, but overall, the overdraft fees run from $20 to $35 a pop. So this is each time a transaction is overdrawn on your account. And for some people, that could add up. In one of the studies, I think it was the Center for Responsible Lending, there was one gentleman who spent about $200 in purchases but had $300 in overdraft fees.
How do the banks explain these fees, Michelle? Is this the actual cost of going and figuring out you don't have this money and we have to, you know, send you a note and everything? Or is this a penalty to try to discourage the behavior?
It's definitely the latter. They say that they listen, that you shouldn't be doing this, and we're going to penalize you. And if we penalize you high enough, you won't do it. So that's why these fees are so high. I think they have a point up to a point. If you are overdrawing your account, you know, listen, you got to keep track of what's in your bank account. I'm not saying they should charge you $35 a pop, but it's your responsibility to balance your checkbook, to know what's in your account.
Do you recommend that people get overdraft protection, you know, this program where there's a sort of a cushion that you can get built into your checking account?
I do. I think that if you are just, this is not your thing, that you know, you bounce checks, you know that you're not going to do the right thing. And there are times where mistakes happen. You're on the go. We've got kids. Everybody's busy. I think it's a good way. And overdraft protection is a lot cheaper than having them stick you with these high penalty fees. There are different overdraft protection programs. Some are tied to your savings account. So you can, for example, that's how mine is. I have enough in my savings. So for some reason we make a mistake, they'll just pull it out of my savings. There's no charge to us. There's some that are tied to a credit card. There's some tied to a line of credit. Now, when you get to those type of products, lines of credits are tied to your credit card, it can also be expensive. You could have a monthly fee, and there could be a minimum. Say you overdrawn by $20, but they require you to take out $100. So you need to look at what your bank offers and really understand what fees you're going to be charged if you overdraw your account.
Michelle Singletary, Day-to-Day's regular finance contributor. She writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money, for The Washington Post. Michelle, thanks again.
You're so welcome.